is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio news.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: water crisis, poor sanitation, worse in living condition in Mandevu. Citizen Fest calls for improved wages and worker protection on Labor Day. In international news, dozens is still missing in Uganda riverboat accident as research resumes. In sports news, Chinga reacts as Caps United and Sibambo Field drought with a win over Highlanders. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. The Center for Elections and Governance Executive Director Jason Musonda has commended the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, for its decision to accept early nomination papers from independent presidential candidates ahead of the August elections, describing the move as a progressive and forward-thinking. Speaking to One Love Radio News Desk, Mr. Musonda says the initiative would help reduce congestion during the nomination process by allowing independent candidates to be processed before parliamentary aspirants and those from political parties. He noted that such administrative planning reduces pressure on the system and should be adopted as a best practice in future electoral processes. However, Mr. Musonda expressed concern over the conduct of some political party cadres during elections, particularly in recent by-elections, citing incidents where cadres allegedly assumed roles meant for law enforcement officers, such as directing traffic and acting in ways resembling paramilitary groups. He described the behavior as unacceptable and called on the government and relevant authorities to ensure discipline and rule of conduct among all political players.
The behavior of some cadres was very unfortunate. They took over the traffic police rules, they were policing the roads themselves, and they were dressed in battle-like gear, you know, the headbands, the shoulder pads, the bulletproof vest, as if they were the paramilitary. That's primitive behavior, which should not continue. That's cadarism. I think we need to suppress it, you know. And in this case, before we even dissolve parliament, it's upon the current government to ensure the playing field is level, starting with the nominations. And that starts with the behavior of political party cadres.
An aspiring independent member of parliament for Mandevu, Chanda Chaikatisha, has raised concern over the critical lack of access to clean water and poor sanitation in the constituency, describing the situation as a major threat to public health and decent living. Speaking to One Love Radio News Desk, Mr. Chaikatisha says most part of the constituents rely on having running water, even in areas where pipes have been installed. He noted that many communities still lack basic water infrastructures such as piped connections and taps close to homes. He explained that the lack of reliable water supply has forced residents, including children, to travel long distances in search of water, often seen pushing 200-liter drums or carrying smaller containers. He warned that the water crisis has led to serious health and sanitation challenges as residents struggle to maintain hygiene standards without clean running water.
In the same way we look at health issues, the same way you go to the clinic and the government can provide free medicines or free medical care, I think even sanitation should be categorized in the same way to say, why can't we have garbage collection at no cost to the residents of Mandevu or anywhere in Zambia? Because at the end of the day, what is happening in Mandevu is a sight for sore eyes. There's garbage, heaps of garbage everywhere. There's blocked drainages. You know what happens when garbage piles up all over the place? Then it goes into the drainages. And then when the drainages are blocked or clogged, then you have flooding. And this happens every year. The flooding then exacerbates the unsanitary situation. And then you have, you know, diseases and all kinds of uncomfortable living circumstances for the people.
Northwestern Province Minister, who is also Mayanga Member of Parliament, Robert Riefu, has concluded his program of commissioning and inspecting Constituents Development Fund projects in Mayanga District with a disbursement of grant and loans amounting to 4 million to beneficiaries from all 14 wards. Speaking at the ceremony held in Mayanga Town Council, Mr. Riefu says the President Hakainde Hichilema's administration is committed to improving the livelihood of Zambians through empowerment schemes introduced across the country. The lawmaker further disclosed that the council has sponsored more than 90 children to boarding secondary schools on bursaries and over 1,000 youths to skills training programs. The Hope Affirmation Network Zambia ANZ has strongly condemned disapproving remarks directed to First Lady Mutinda Hichilema over her silence on matters surrounding former First Lady Esther Lungu and the burial of late former President Edgar Chagwa Lungu. Organization Executive Director Nakuya Simpungwe says it was unfair to expect Mrs. Hichilema to comment on what she described as deeply political and legal matters. She emphasized that the office of the First Lady is not a political position and does not carry any constitutional mandate to intervene in national political issues. Simpungwe called on women to distinguish between elected political leaders and spouses of politicians, warning that conflicting the two places unnecessary pressure on women who have not thought public office. At the same time, Executive Director expressed sympathy for Mrs. Lungu, acknowledging the emotional toll of losing a spouse and the complexities surrounding the burial of the former head of state. As Zambia commemorates Labour Day 2026, the opposition Citizen First has called for urgent reforms to improve workers' welfare, citing low wages, poor working conditions and weak enforcement of labour laws. Ms. Monde Shishikano, MCC Chairperson for Labour under Citizen First, says Zambian workers remain the backbone of the economy but continue to face unique challenges, including being underpaid, overworked and undervalued. She noted that the rising cost of living had not been matched by wage growth, leaving many workers struggling to meet basic needs, while poor working conditions persist across several sectors and labor rights are frequently overlooked. Ms. Shishikano warned that the country is facing a growing crisis in which many citizens are trapped in circles of low income, job insecurities, and economic hardship, making it difficult for workers to maintain both survival and dignity. She further called for immediate and practical measures to improve wages, strengthening the enforcement of labor laws and enhance protection for workers, stressing that access to a living wage and self-working condition would be treated as fundamental rights. You're still with me, Alex Yanga, and for now we dive into a short break. We have more in international and sports news after this break. Stay tuned.
Listen to One Love Radio main news. At 8 hours.
People just deliver
what
people want. Let them
not
be
as we voted for them. 13 hours and 18 hours. For news tips, call +211 22 44 04 or email us on onelovenews@gmail.com.
International news. International.
Welcome back and thank you for staying tuned to One Love Radio News. And now in international news, some 30 people are believed to be missing still after a boat capsized on the Ngwasi River in western Uganda on Tuesday night. Police said the vessel was believed to be carrying between 35 to 40 passengers, although it could not confirm the exact number due to lack of passengers confirming. There are conflicting reports as to how many people survived the incident, with local authorities saying about 8 people had managed to swim to safety. Meanwhile, injured families are waiting for news of their relatives as rescuers cover more bodies from the river. A marine policeman said they believe the boat was heavily overloaded. It was reportedly also carrying bags of charcoal.